The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has told a news conference in Cairo that there is no justification for the intensity of Israel's bombing campaign in Gaza. He was speaking after a 90-minute meeting with the Egyptian Foreign Minister Samid Sukri ahead of a scheduled visit to the Rafah crossing from Egypt into Gaza. Mr. Martin said up to 90 Irish citizens and their dependents had exited Gaza, with 40 more still waiting to get out. Both men discussed plans by Ireland and a number of EU member states to recognise the state of Palestine.
We are extremely concerned with what is happening within Gaza. We will visit Rafah today to meet a number of humanitarian organisations, the Red Crescent Society, UNRWA, OCHA, to hear first-hand accounts in terms of the challenges and the barriers to aid going into Gaza, and the insufficiency in respect of the volume of aid going in, and the challenges and the barriers that have been put in the way of aid going in. It is clear from many of the humanitarian agencies that we are witnessing a human catastrophe, and that the 100% of people, Palestinians in Gaza, are now facing food insecurity, 50% famine, and we're very possessed by this. And in that context, we welcome the report from Catherine Colonna in terms of her assessment and analysis of UNRWA. Ireland, from the outset, never paused its support to UNRWA. In fact, we went in the opposite direction when the assertions were made. We actually increased our aid to UNRWA by a further €20 million at the time, to give a signal to other members of the European community and other countries that this was now not the time to pause aid to UNRWA, because anybody we speak to who knows anything about it will say to you that UNRWA is indispensable and is essential, not just for providing humanitarian assistance, but also for the reconstruction of Gaza post-conflict.